Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Another week.
I know. Welcome back. A lot of shows, but I do enjoy doing a one and done instead of breaking it up.
Yeah. We talk about everything in one show.
Yeah. And I think our listeners like that as well.
Just we'd rather have one long one than two short ones.
I prefer that.
I do too. Plus, I'm trying to not drink every night.
Do you only drink when we record?
Well, I just said I'm trying to not drink every night. No, I didn't say I would only drink one night a week when we record. I had two nights this week that I did not drink.
Mm.
That's pretty good, right?
See, we're in a habit now. It's like 5 o'clock, ding, ding, cocktail hour.
Yeah, but you have somebody doing it with you. I'm drinking by myself.
I know. And as the weather gets nicer, then we retreat to the backyard, have a little cocktail.
It's so nice. Today I played the old person sport of pickleball with my son.
That's good.
It's really fun. And it's like something I can actually do, and I run
and not hurt
a little
yourself.
Bit. Well, I kind of hurt myself the first time I did it. It's just something different to do, especially with this weather. I mean, we had 73 degrees today.
I know, and it's supposed to be 80 tomorrow.
Oh,
80.
My God.
I know.
So nice here in NorCal.
Yeah.
By the way, I hate when people say NorCal.
Well, yeah, this like
Northern
the SoCal
California.
People, the SoCal people don't like the SoCal, and the NorCal don't like the NorCal.
Just like I don't like when people say Frisco for San Francisco.
If you're from San Francisco, you don't ever
say Frisco.
Never.
All right. What did you watch this week, my friend?
You know, we're still trying to get through the one.
You don't like it.
It got a little better. It got a little better, but you know, it's throwing us, and I cannot be on my phone. I have to completely pay attention, and that's part of the problem.
Gina, why are you on your phone when you're watching TV?
Because I can't help it.
Oh,
I can't help it. But it bounces back and forth in time.
Mm-hmm.
And the lead character,
the girl,
doesn't age one way or
no,
the other,
she doesn't.
So it's hard to tell.
The difference with her is her hair.
Well, her
when
hair.
When she's younger, it's down.
Yeah, and when she's older, it's like an updo. It's a very tight bun.
Yes.
But it's entertaining. It's entertaining.
I binged it with like 2 days. I didn't love it, but I definitely was highly entertained.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
I like the concept of it. Don't you think
it's
cool?
Yeah, the concept's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you watched I Care a Lot. And
I watched I Care a Lot.
What did you think?
So I told you, our friend keeps messaging, did you watch I Care a Lot? And I'm like, no. Oh, God, damn it. I'll watch it. So I start watching this weekend, and I'm by myself watching, and then all of a sudden Dan comes in, so I stop it.
Yeah.
So then we watch something else, and then I pick it up again, and I watch 20 minutes more, and somebody comes in, and I stop it. This took me so long to watch, and then finally, like two nights ago, I'm in bed. I'm like, I'm going to finish. I had 25 minutes left.
Oh, my
like,
God.
I have to finish this. So I put it on, totally fell asleep. I'm like, what is happening? So I finally finished yesterday. Meh.
Yeah.
Didn't love it.
I didn't love the ending.
I don't think it's a comedy.
No, but the lead actress, what's her name, the blonde, won the Emmy for a comedy.
Also, Peter Dinklage. I thought he was stupid in this. Too many annoying.
Stupid.
I get very annoyed by certain characters, and I didn't like it.
Well, I think that's where it was supposed to be kind of a comedy.
I think so, too. He was supposed to be funnier than he actually was.
He wasn't real funny. Funny.
No.
It wasn't real funny.
So, Care a Lot, I didn't care at all. Let's just put it that way. Now, did you watch Deadly Illusions?
No, I didn't. But after I heard Heather McDonald talking about it, I heard you talking about it. Now, I kind of want to watch, even though it... Now, I didn't know Kelsey Grammer's daughter and Camille Grammer's daughter was the nanny in it.
Greer. She also produced it. That
she
gives
did?
You, yeah, give you a little heads up of
oh,
the
Lord.
Quality. Also... Kristen Davis, she looks great. Her and Dermot Mulroney, his name is always so hard. They're very cute together, but they're supposed to have these kids that are like, I don't know, 8 and 9, and they're like 55. It's really frustrating.
It doesn't add up.
She's done that thing where she's trying to not have work done, but she's having a little bit done to stay
youthful,
and there's something off about it. I don't As I'm watching, I'm saying, what the fuck am I watching?
I think Heather McDonald said the same thing.
She did. Somebody said, oh, they're going to watch it because Heather McDonald talked about it. And I'm like, did she like it? Well, no. Heather McDonald said, it's so bad, it's good sort of thing.
Yeah.
But
well, she likes it trashy, sexy.
Oh, it's trashy. And it's sexy. There's a little girl on girl action.
Yeah.
Guy on girl. Yeah. Oh, and then I picked up from Kate Casey has her list of the week. And I love a good, you know how we love culty stuff.
Yeah.
And so she recommended an older documentary. It's called Holy Hell. She said it was on Amazon, so I went on Amazon, had to buy it for like $4.99. But it's interesting. If you like, obviously, if you like
a
culty
good cult
shit.
Documentary.
And it's done by a guy who was in the cult with his sisters. And he's documenting it as he's there. It's freaky. And the main guy who's the freaky culty guy is still alive.
Okay. So, well, I'll put it on my list because
I don't
love
know if I'd pay $4.99 for it, but if you can find it on Netflix, I feel like I saw that it was on Netflix.
Yeah, it might be. Mm-hmm. I'll look for it.
Yeah, it's interesting. But that was a recommendation from Casey. And I mean, anything culty, I will watch.
Oh, I have to tell you what I encountered this week. And it's not reality TV related, but I just have to tell you because it was fucking shocking as hell. So I'm on my walk, right? And I'm coming back into the neighborhood and strolling through the neighborhood as one does. And there's a car parked on the side of a curb in our residential neighborhood, right? And the car's running. And I look and I'm like, well, there's no driver in the car. So as I come up next to the car, there, and this is at 5:30 p.m. on a Wednesday, two teenagers in the passenger seat.
Smoking.
Having sex.
What?
Yes.
What?
Full on. And
no.
I was dying in broad damn daylight.
Wait, was it darkened windows or not even darkened windows?
And I walked by.
Wait. Did they see? Did you make eye contact?
Okay, here is what happened. Because first I wasn't really sure what was happening because I saw a girl bouncing up and down in the passenger seat.
The passenger seat, not even the back seat?
Not even the back seat. In the passenger seat, she's sitting on his lap with her arms up on the dashboard.
And up and down.
Up and down.
How old?
Yeah, 20 or younger. They were young. They were young.
They are some horny motherfuckers in our neighborhood.
I could not believe my eyes. I couldn't believe it. I turned around and I did a double take and her eyes were literally rolling in the back of her head.
No.
She had to have seen me.
And did she stop?
No.
Oh,
no.
My God.
I could not believe it. I was mortified. I was disgusted. And then I was thought
we,
it was pretty damn
funny.
Do we
know them?
That's what I couldn't figure out.
We'll talk later about where this car was parked.
I don't think so.
But
can you believe how ballsy that is?
Like, if it was dark, but it's not dark at 5:30.
5:30, it's 5:30 right now.
Oh,
no, it's not. It's 6.
My God.
What time is it right now? It's broad daylight. And people walking.
No.
There were people biking.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the most shocking thing that I've ever encountered. It's like, can you not like find a dead end or a parking lot?
That's where you used to go.
Or
my God.
Something.
Inspiration Point?
Wow. Inspiration Point's around the corner from us.
Wow.
I could not believe it. I should have knocked on the window.
My eyes are like boing, boing.
I know.
You should have. God, don't you wish you had the balls to just go.
I wish. I don't think they would have stopped.
That would have been the big tester. Excuse me, are you okay?
Your
eyes are rolling. Are you okay?
That's exactly right. Is everything all right? I know my daughter's like, you should have posted on Nextdoor. For those two that were having sex in the gray Toyota Corolla,
I see you.
Get a room. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. I just
had to
share
that. Oh, to be young and to have sex in the passenger seat of a car.
I thought, wow, that takes some nerve.
That does.
Would you have knocked on the window? Would you have stopped like I did?
I would like to think I would have. I totally would not have. But I would like to think that I would have.
Oh, my God. I'm dying.
I just had to tell you that. Oh, that's way better than any of the other news we have.
God. So funny. I did want to give a shout out to a podcast I listened to, No Filter, with Zach Peter. He had Ronald Richards on, who's the attorney on Twitter that's following the Erica Girardi, Tom Girardi legal mess.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a pretty good interview. I mean, it explains a lot in kind of layman's terms, so you kind of know what's going on. And what we want to know is, what's Erica going to talk about on Beverly Hills? And is she liable? Is she going to go to jail?
I don't know. I mean, it's happening while they're filming. She has to talk about it.
I think she's going to say, obviously, she knew nothing and that he cheated on her. And she's going to try to come out looking like she didn't know anything.
I also heard from sources in, I won't say the word, but Clubhouse, that apparently Sutton brings it all up and asks a lot of questions. And like us is saying, well, wait a minute. You didn't know that blah, blah, blah. You didn't know that he was putting money into your
corporation,
your enterprise. You are the secretary of that. Now, I will say that I've been put on as secretary of things that I don't know what the fuck I'm a secretary of. But I mean, not illegal stuff.
Yeah.
Did she ever ask where the money came from? Probably not. She thought that Tom Girardi was fucking loaded. We all did. I honestly don't know if she knew the extent of what he had done.
I mean, I shouldn't say how could she, but she could have just thought, okay, he's a very, very successful attorney.
Aaron Brockovich's case. I mean, why wouldn't you think that he's this successful? We all bow down to fucking Tom Girardi. He's so charismatic.
But the amount of money that she was spending, if she really was spending $40,000 a month on glam, that's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, but she thought he was loaded. She thought they were loaded. Do you think she cared where the money came from? She didn't know that it came from these victims that should have received these funds?
No, but what Ronald Richards says is that it's such a bad look for her in front of a judge to be flaunting even after this. First of all, she never apologized to the victims. Mm-hmm. And she's flaunting her wealth by posting on Instagram. And basically, it's a big F you. And she's not humble about any of it.
No, it's her behavior about any of it. Since finding out. That is very hard to watch and see. And even if she's like, I'm saving it for the show, just get off social media.
Erica Girardi is very smart. And I think she chooses her words wisely. So she's not going to divulge a lot.
No, she's very, I don't even want to say calculated. I'm not sure if it's calculated is the right word. I don't think she's as smart. I mean, she's not that smart if this was all going on under her nose.
True.
I mean, she's always so tight-lipped that I'll be curious to see what she says. But she fucking better address it.
If you're that wealthy, do you just not ask questions?
I probably wouldn't.
I would.
I mean, we would know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, we would know. You know what? It's because they live separate lives. Gina, you've said it forever. She has an apartment over here. He's living over here. He's having an affair. They don't live a normal married life. So yeah, I don't know what she probably didn't care. Just fucking give me the money, Tom Girardi.
Well, that's a speculation, too, is that they kind of had an agreement. They probably did get married. They were in love at one point. Then they started leading separate lives. She started doing her Erica Jane crap. And she knew that he was having affairs and were with other women. And that's just the agreement. But she got that apartment a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you try to distance yourself if you had any kind of inclination that there was some shady shit going on?
So you think she was trying to distance herself back then? I mean, last season she certainly wasn't. She was introducing everybody to the famous, you know.
These stupid women, I'm telling you, they go on these reality shows and they flaunt their wealth and it bites them in the ass every single time.
That's why I think she didn't really know. I really don't think she knew. It's almost worse for her in particular because she wants people to think she's a smart ass woman and she's a good businesswoman and she knows what's going on and nobody can pull the wool over her eyes. Guess what? Your husband's been doing it for fucking years. So I almost think this is more embarrassing not knowing than knowing for her. Don't you think? Because she's so prideful that way.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to say because she's such a weird.
Yeah, she's an enigma. Yeah. We don't really know her.
She's an enigma.
We don't know her.
Wrapped in cash.
I mean, I'm going to tune in.
Well, yeah, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
I'm going to give a shout out to a podcast we both listened to today. It's Black Girls Bravo podcast, but they had an interview with Jen Shaw today. Part one came out. Part two is going to come out next week. Wow, this was interesting because Jen Shaw really hasn't done any interviews since these tapes have leaked from her designer guy.
Yeah.
You know, I think she deserved to tell her side of the story. This guy is not so truthful. I believe what she said, a lot of what he did was very sketchy. She thinks she was set up. And, you know, with those, when we watch those videotapes, we're like, well, wait a minute, who's holding the phone and who's she yelling at? She pretty much says, you guys should go listen to the podcast. But she says that, you know, he took a lot of videotape from his phone. A lot of audio, then he cut and paste. So she did say some words that were very hurtful and offensive, and she admitted that and she apologized for it. But then she says they were taken out of context and he kind of cut and pasted them together. And there's a lawsuit going on that she filed way before these tapes came out.
A couple of lawsuits, apparently.
Yeah, against this guy. He's pretty shady. So I just think people need to listen to what she has to say.
Yeah, but Jen, you know, what happened was crappy. And maybe this guy is a piece of shit and did do all these things to her. But she portrayed herself in such a poor manner that people love this kind of crap. And they don't even give her a chance because of what we saw on the show.
Right. Bravo fans are nuts and they love you or they hate you. So if you're watching Jen Shah and you were getting a kick out of her and they started turning on her because of the way she was acting, then all of a sudden all the shit comes out afterwards. She gets a lot of hate.
She made it easy for people to go, oh, okay, and blame her.
Right. And this guy is totally capitalizing on all of it.
Right.
So I'm curious to see what part two has in store. It's a really good interview. These ladies are fantastic podcasters.
Yeah, give
I
it
really
a listen.
Like them. Yeah, give them a listen. Also, on Clubhouse today, it was a Bravo one, but Shep came on. He like made an appearance. And it was really funny because it's his first time on Bravo, on Clubhouse, the app. He didn't know what he was doing. His mic was on the whole time. And he was with Shep. And
no, then Austin.
Oh, Austin, sorry. Yeah. And so Austin comes on and then somebody said to Austin, like, hey, how was Winter House? And they're like, oh my God, it was crazy. It was fun. And they're like, so how's Ciara?
I know.
And he was like, well, I just talked to her today. So they, I think they hooked up at Summer House, or I'm sorry, Winter House.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me. And that's the amazing thing about Clubhouse, you guys. If you're not on Clubhouse, you've got to get on because you just never know who's going to pop in. Jill Zarin popped in. Shep popped in.
Heather Gay was there, but she didn't speak.
Right.
But she was in there listening.
Yep. Deandra was in one that you listened to. And these people, they're completely unfiltered when they're on Clubhouse.
Oh my God. It's like listening to a private conversation.
Totally.
By the way, when Shep and Austin left, everybody was going like, oh my God, that was amazing. Because they just talk. It was good. So
it's so entertaining.
We have had a lot of listeners reach out to us and we've given them the app. They're all very confused at the beginning, as were we. Then you start to get into it a little bit. If you want, we have a few more invites. If you want to DM us and you want to get on Clubhouse, I'm enjoying it a lot.
Yeah, me too. It's a different view and a different take on all this reality stuff.
And it's a lot of boots on the ground telling stories about these
people. Yeah, and you don't have, I mean, you can raise your hand and participate if you want to
speak. Sit there and listen.
You can just sit and listen, which is, you know.
Even better sometimes. Also, I didn't watch this week, but Seeking Sister Wives is on again. Did you ever watch that?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
They upped it. And
I think one of the same couples is back.
I think so, too. And I think
I need to get on board with that one.
Yeah, I think that's something we may want to start to do.
Yeah. Should we jump into our...
Yeah, I just can't stop thinking about the sex you saw on our street. But we can move on.
Yeah. It was a lot for me to see. It was a lot. And of course, I tell my husband...
Totally. Wait, was it my son?
No. No, it was not. It was not. I would have definitely knocked on the window.
He was gone for a couple hours last night.
5:30.
I know. And my husband's like, no way. Like, there's no way that's what you saw. And I'm like, I'm telling you.
You would know.
That's what I saw.
Oh, my God.
I saw what I saw.
To not even go to the back. To the back where it may be darker.
It was mind-blowing to be coming back from a walk and seeing that on my street.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So funny.
All right. All right.
Atlanta.
Woo-hoo. Where are we here? We've got Toya, who told the nieces about the filing of divorce, that Mark filed for divorce. Marlo kind of spilled the tea on that one.
Kenya's pissed because her little best friend, LaToya, told the ladies, you know, hey, yeah. But she didn't really tell them. Candy's the one who mentioned it. And LaToya said, oh, yeah, I know about that.
Candy does that kind of a lot on the lowdown.
Yeah.
She's kind of does that.
Let's just go to Fallon's party because that's what this was all about.
It was about
Do we
Fallon's
care about
party.
Anything else?
Not really.
I mean, really. Except about the Drew situation with the old daddy. That was kind of
sad. That was sad. He did not want to have that conversation on camera.
No. Do you think the old daddy's, I like how they called him old daddy, but do you think old daddy's out of prison now?
Yeah, I think
he's already out.
And that's why he reached out. But that little JoJo is a beautiful little boy.
He's so cute.
He's so cute.
And you can see him looking like, he looked like a normal, what, eight? How old is he? Nine? He was nine. And he was like, okay, I'm good. Can I stop talking about this now? It's like when you're talking about trying to talk about sex, when you're told, as parents, you're told, you should talk about sex to your kids when they're in fourth grade. What? I'm like, did you guys have any questions about that? They're like, no. Can you go now? I'm like, okay, bye. That's how I felt this little guy was. He was like, okay, I'm good. Can I go play now?
Yeah, he wanted his sushi I don't want to be done.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to old daddy right now.
Yeah, so the Halloween party. So I was expecting so much more from this party. The costumes, well, except for...
Oh, I have some info on a lot of this.
Oh, on Kenya's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have some info on a lot of it. Like, I don't want to say where I heard the info.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have to disclose your sources.
Clubhouse.
I was expecting so much more for the party.
When you walked in, it was like exciting. It was a scary, like a haunted house sort of thing. It was like, woo! And then you get past that and it's like nothing.
Nothing. A few little snacks on the counter. And
nothing.
LaToya was pissed off that there was no one to make her a cocktail. Like she was a bitch. Like she came in hot.
LaToya was a total bitch.
Oh.
Was she already wasted or something?
She seemed like she
Listen,
was.
Listen, it was boring. It was boring as fuck. Fallon's costume was fabulous.
Amazing.
But a very boring part. Was there music that we couldn't hear? Because you can't play music in the background of some of these. But still, it's like, have something going on. Have games. Have something.
Her costume was too good for that party.
For sure. That's all she cared about was showing up in that. She just wanted everybody to come over to see my costume. Okay, so here's what I heard. Two things. Kenya's showing up in the Native American...
The headdress and everything. Yeah.
Totally inappropriate. And the only one who even said anything was Drew. And it wasn't even to her. It was like behind the scenes. Apparently, Bravo said to her, I don't know if that's appropriate. And she wore it anyway.
Well, that's on her.
That's on
her. She's come out with an apology since then, saying that she was a warrior princess.
All right.
Did you hear
that? It doesn't matter. Yes. But it doesn't matter what, it's what you are perceived to be.
Yeah.
So I don't care. Warrior princess. No.
Why would you even select that costume?
Who did I hear? Somebody said, I know why she did. Was it Heather McDonald who was like, listen, she's gained a little weight this season. She acknowledges that. The headdress covered a lot. And I'm like, oh my God. Could be true. I don't know.
She could have. There's
a lot of other ones.
Myriad of costumes that she could have worn besides that one.
Okay. The other thing was the fight between Fallon and
LaToya.
And you know how it like escalated very quickly? And I even went back. I'm like, wait, what happened here? What's going on? Well, what they cut were some racial slurs that LaToya said to Fallon about her heritage. So I'm not going to say what they are. You can look them up. But that's why Fallon went, it looked like she went from 0 to 100. Oh, there was a reason why she did that. LaToya was really inappropriate in yelling things at Fallon.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
It wasn't just, oh, you're... 65-year-old husband, even though he's not 65.
He's 56.
56.
But LaToya kept coming out. Like, she'd get in the car, then she'd come out and yell a couple more things. And then she'd come back. And, like, she was so out of control.
I don't get LaToya. Is she...
She's over the top. She's
too
much.
Yeah, but what was it? What is she doing? Is she trying to make her mark?
She's trying to make a name for herself in Housewives. And it's going to backfire on her because now she's a problem.
I do like when Fallon said shit like, you know, rich people don't talk like that. Only broke people do.
You don't mess with their money, their status. Yeah. And then she runs in the house and gets a golf club. And we don't even know Fallon. We saw her one time before this, right?
One time. Maybe two. She was at that little vacation, but her husband came with her. Yeah. She's not part of this group. So unless she filmed more, we're only getting a little snippet.
I don't know. I feel like they're shoving LaToya and Fallon down our throat.
Okay, and then LaToya, when Kenya pulls her aside and is like, hey, listen, I heard you were telling everybody that Mark wants spousal support. She's like, I didn't say that. And then it was like, you're jealous because I kissed you. Like, she made it this whole relationship thing. Like, Kenya's jealous because they kissed and now LaToya's becoming friends with other people. It's like, what?
Yeah, that took a turn.
That was weird.
That was weird.
I mean, it was crazy. So next week they go to New Orleans.
They go to New Orleans and they're getting ready to film the reunion already.
Ooh, okay.
So it'll be interesting to see. So New Orleans is going to be, they've taken a few trips. Where did they go?
They have taken, they went to South Carolina. I guess it's just there. Right?
Oh, okay. Why does it seem like they've been taking
trips. Do you hear those birds chirping?
Yeah.
I wonder if
it's like
you guys
paradise
can hear
out
that.
Here.
It's like la la la. Oh my God, Gina, there's one on your shoulder just whispering.
Singing on my shoulder.
My God, it's having sex on your shoulder.
All right, should we jump over to Married to Medicine?
Yes.
Jackie, Simone, Eugene, Contessa, they're all driving home in the wee hours of the morning after a long shift dealing with COVID. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's real, right?
Yes, yes.
It's a lot. And then when they show Heavenly with that poor woman that lost her tooth during a protest, and Heavenly flew her to Atlanta to get that repaired. So good on Heavenly.
I do like the way that Married to Medicine is addressing all of this because they're front lines with COVID.
Right.
I like how they do it rather than the housewives doing it. I don't know. It's much more realistic.
It is. But the majority of this episode was about Anila and her family. And we got to know them a little bit more, which
love
was nice.
Love the parents.
Love the parents. So funny because it reminded me of Family Karma.
Oh, definitely. When the mom comes in and she's so crazy, bringing all the food. And then when the husband comes home from his long shift and he sees the food in the hallway and you can see his face like, oh, fuck, how long have I been here for?
Stuff everywhere. And you can tell he's very, very particular about how he likes things.
Yeah, but they're celebrating that. It's like that brother-sister. It's
Reiki.
Very cute. Reiki?
Reiki?
Rocky? Yeah.
I think it's Reiki.
Is it Reiki, that thing where they...
Yoga thing?
No, you're not yoga. A Reiki master is like a healing person.
Healing, yeah. Mm-hmm. But doesn't it have to do with yoga? I knew somebody that was a Reiki master.
No, it's a healing thing. I mean, they might
do yoga.
Well,
I remember Jax Taylor did that in part of... getting rid of his
Reiki
demons.
Healing.
I don't think it worked, but.
No. We saw a little Quad. She came over to see Heavenly. That's always fun. I love Quad and Heavenly together.
Yeah, they're fun.
We got to talk about what she said about Toya and the house and all that. Because remember I told you, I heard that they had to sell their house. Mm-hmm. All it took was Heavenly saying that Toya said something about Quad and boom. Quad was like, are you kidding me? Well, she doesn't want to bring up what I know about her financial situation, that she had to take out a personal loan to pay for that pool. $100,000 loan.
Oh my gosh. Why would you do that?
Do you think she really did it? Like,
yeah,
nobody's finding your financials online of what loans you have. Like, you can't find if I have a personal loan on a pool. So where is Quad getting this information?
Yeah,
it's all hearsay.
Her?
It's yeah.
She might know people, Anne. She might know people.
When they go to this celebration, I don't know why, Anila, I don't know why she really invited Contessa of all people.
I don't either, but Contessa is holding on to so much anger still with Scott, and I think it's ridiculous that she still keeps bringing up the fact that Scott didn't support her, and it's like, how long are you going to carry this with you?
Yeah,
like,
I can't with her. She's so hard to like, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Ugh, her and Toya get into it at the day. I'm like, neither one of them can let things go. And how embarrassing, right in front of the parents, Anila's parents, they're going to fight and Contessa says, I'm going to leave. Here's the thing. When you see it heating up, I like that Contessa was like, I'm going to leave and take myself out of the situation. But she doesn't have to keep saying, I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave.
Just walk away.
Yeah, just walk away. And then when Anila's mom grabbed her arm, like trying to comfort her and like, hey, don't leave. Please stay. She brushed her off.
Don't touch me.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No.
When you have parents around and they're just trying to comfort, I mean, obviously that was the intent.
Yeah, tone it down.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like the way.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, I didn't like the way Contessa handled that. And you could see Scott in the background, like wide-eyed, like, fuck.
Well, and you know, why didn't Scott, God, if I did that, my husband would be like, get your ass.
Like, I can't even imagine. And it would be like, let's go now.
Yeah.
But no,
he
just
was
stood
very
there.
Quiet, which
is
was...
he afraid of her now?
I don't know.
What's going
Didn't
on?
Didn't you say they have issues later in the
season?
Yeah.
They show that they do.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I think this whole thing was a setup. Setup for what? Are you kidding?
Setup
this
for
is
what?
A family event, a celebration that we invited you to. Why would they be setting you up with the parents there? I was like, come on.
Scott had to
come
apologize.
On,
Contessa's blaming Anila.
Yep.
I mean, and Eugene was the only sane one. He's like, it's okay if they don't like you.
Well, Anila did push a little bit like, you guys, talk it out. It's like, they don't like each other.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Now is not the time.
I have to say, what's his name?
Eugene.
Eugene does give Toya a big rope. He doesn't pull her in or say anything. He lets her go.
Did you see her on Watch What Happens Live?
I did.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
She's very honest. I think she's honest.
Very honest. But, you know, have you noticed all these parties have been like parking lot adjacent? They're all. This one was right in like a parking lot.
But they're deep in COVID during this time. Aren't they being respectful of that? It's like all outside. And
yeah.
I mean, we've seen restaurants here that are in the parking lot. It's like,
well, that's
not,
true.
I'm not going to go fucking sit at
in a tent.
I'm not going to go sit at Mimi's in the parking lot under a tent.
Well, I wouldn't be going to Mimi's, but anyway, so that's that. Yes. Below Deck.
Yes.
This group of guests was fucking amazing. I mean,
absolutely.
After the last charter group, this one, we needed this. We needed this.
Oh, my God. Wait. The way they walk on. Did they tell those boys to walk like that?
With their little jackets, jackets.
They obviously dressed them because, I mean, the guy was like doing the hair the whole time. And the whole situation was hilarious. It was two exes.
Yeah.
Right? Two exes that have children together. Then they both brought their boyfriends, but one of the boyfriends used to be the daughter's boyfriend.
Yes. Very complicated and confusing and weird.
And wild and fun.
Yeah. So one of the daughters is like 20 or 22 or something.
Yeah. A little bit older and was dating some guy that's
apparently
now the gay.
Dad's boyfriend. It was a mess.
They must have money.
They were very picky. Very, very picky.
And then this whole Gary and Sydney thing. Sydney, where were you when that conversation happened? That this is a one-night stand. Let it go. Why does she like Gary so much?
Gary and the engineer, Colin, were on Watch What Happens Live. Did you watch?
I didn't see that one.
Well, you didn't miss anything.
No, I saw a little. I mean, I saw snippets, but it wasn't that interesting.
It was very boring.
Yeah. Oh, except Gary was picking Allie for everything. Like, who do you think has the best smile? Allie. Who do you think? Da-da-da. Allie.
Yeah.
So we know that him and Allie have something later.
Right, right. But Gary said he was only 5'6".
What?
Yes.
Oh, no, no, no.
Andy asked him, how tall
are you? Well, then how tall is my little cutie? The engineer.
Colin?
Colin. They're about the same size.
Probably 5'6" too.
5'6"?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
But how weird was it that Sydney crawled into Gary's bed after? Ooh, that was so awkward.
That was so awkward. How wasted you have to be to do that?
I mean, she has to be pretty wasted.
She was really like fawning over him. He needed to say, listen, go back to your bed. I don't think they did anything that night.
No, no.
So just tell her to go back to bed.
And poor Collins on the bunk below just going, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And then yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Allie's grandpa passed away. That was very sad.
Yeah, pa.
Very sad.
So cute. So cute. So these guys are food. I don't blame them. I mean, the way that food was coming out, like one at a time. However, this isn't a diner. You give them what they have.
Yeah,
right?
You say tonight.
You don't take their individual orders.
Filet and mashed potatoes and whatever. I could see maybe something different for the kids.
Yeah.
But the kids were eating the mussels and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was too much.
It was too much. So they need to figure that out. And I don't blame them for being like, well, she's done eating. I'm just starting. That would piss me off. Have you ever, you've been to a restaurant where one person gets theirs first and then all of a sudden you're waiting forever?
Yeah, and usually they end up comping a meal because that it shouldn't happen. But why didn't she just keep them in the oven or keep them warm or something
know.
And then just bring them out?
And she was very far behind. Or give them appetizers while they're waiting.
Yeah.
And you're right.
Yeah, good point.
Well, but it is a small kitchen. That's the other thing. These are a lot of guests. These are 9 guests.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
So that was a problem. And then, of course, Barry was flirting with Jean-Luc.
Oh, yeah.
He loves
Jean-Luc. By the way,
Jean-Luc.
Poor Jean-Luc. He's totally clueless.
And he was flirting with them in front of his boyfriend, which was very weird.
He's not getting any of Jean-Luc, so it was going to be okay.
Yeah.
He's not even a good-looking gay man.
No, he looks serious.
The younger one is much better looking.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very, very awkward, but very happy little family.
Well, wait. We totally just like brushed past the fact that they're sharing a big room together.
Oh, that's right.
Both couples are both sleeping in the main bedroom.
Oh, that is so weird.
The ex-husbands with their boyfriends.
Oh, yeah, because they had
so weird.
They didn't have enough beds for everybody.
That was weird.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And
so more to come.
Weird and amazing at the same time.
Should we push on to Dallas? So Tiffany's having an outdoor luau party, at Daniel's hotel. So we know he owns a couple of hotels with his family. Mm-hmm. He's very rich, this mm-hmm. Daniel. Very rich. Mm-hmm. Which is a good move because Tiffany doesn't throw the best parties at her home. But what is the reason for this party? It's just, let's just have a luau party?
It's a makeup party. She needs to make up the fact that, yeah, that pizza party did not go well. So she needs a redo and they need to film something.
Yeah, they have to film something.
So we got to go to this private plane that's taking Stephanie, Travis, and Brandy. And I think, was it Stephanie's mom? And they all go to the city where they redid the lockers. I'm confused. I have so many questions about this. First off, I mean, the lockers looked amazing. I mean, they were professional lockers.
Yeah.
Did they first show the girls' locker room and it looked like shit? It was just like basic?
Well, I think they showed the before and after.
They showed a girl walking in and they showed this little locker room. And I was like, what? Is that the girls' locker room? And then the boys get that other fucking locker room? I wasn't sure about that. That was a little confusing. Also, they show pictures of Stephanie helping paint to do all that stuff. Did she take a private plane? How far is this place? What's
happening? It was in Texas. It was just another city in Texas.
Yeah, but Texas is huge.
Well, right. So, yeah, she probably did take a private plane.
So she's taking private planes to help this underprivileged school. Everybody's out there going, this is great. This is fine. However, could the money have been spent other ways? $200,000, like books or something like that for the school?
Yeah. Well, you know, football's big in Texas.
You're right.
It's huge.
You're right. And this is the husband's business. I mean, this is what they could do for them.
I know. But, you know, something, I just don't like Travis anymore. He's very condescending.
Oh,
to her.
Yes.
I don't like it.
And when she thanks him, like, thank you for letting me do this for the kids. Like,
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's a write-off for you.
Pretty sure.
So calm down already.
All right. So then Tiffany talks to her mom about going part-time. And the mom was like, okay, fine.
Yeah, it's good. You should take another day off.
I mean.
So she was all wound up about nothing.
But do you think mama said that because the cameras were on her?
No, I don't think so.
I think she's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Tiffany, you're making a big deal. Sometimes we do that. We think we know what somebody's going to say. So you get it all in your head. Oh, God, I got to be ready for this response. And then it doesn't happen.
Nothing. So do you think Tiffany puts more pressure on herself?
Yes.
At this point,
I think growing up, her parents put a lot of pressure, her mom in particular, and now she puts that on herself.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I agree.
But then Deandra went over to apologize to Mama D.
Mama D is a tough nut,
man. Ooh, she is.
This relationship is tough. But you know what? I kind of see what Mama D is saying as far as, you know, I'm sure that Deandra blows through money. I feel, and maybe it's not true, but I feel like it is true that Deandra did take Simmons because it would get her farther. Why would Mama D lie about that?
Also, I was mistaken about the family dynamic. It's her original father's son that she's having issues with? Yeah, the brother is her bio dad's son. That's why her brother is upset because she took Simmons, yet she wants to have her bio dad's money.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
His will.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And that makes sense. I mean, both of them made sense, but I was confused that. So the half brother is her father's son.
Well, did you see that tweet that I posted where Deandra was talking about
Cameron?
Well, she was talking about spending money that she could find a better way to spend money. And then Cameron came back and said, well, you spent $30,000 on clothes on our trip to LA
wherever she went.
Wherever. I don't think that's being financially.
No, I don't think Deandra. I don't think Deandra. She doesn't. Obviously, there's a reason Mama D holds back.
Yeah, I agree.
There's some people that no matter how much money they have, it will be gone.
Yeah, but can you imagine Cam not ever seeing a bill? It doesn't even make sense.
Well,
to me.
In this day and age, I think she's being stupid.
Unless you are so rich that you have an accountant and they basically give you an allowance and all the bills go to the accountant and they pay for everything.
I mean, I think they do have money. However, why?
Yeah, but family money.
Also, why is it such a big deal? Like selling this house, they're having a hard time selling it. And is it because, are they asking too much?
Well, and they're buying an even bigger.
Yeah.
Like how, they have two kids. How much bigger do you need? Is it all for show?
I don't know. I mean, the house they were in was beautiful.
And big. Although there wasn't much of a backyard.
Maybe that's, maybe they're going for a bigger backyard.
I mean, their pool was very small.
Well, the fact that he has to shelter her from anybody looking at the house because she gets all excited. How immature is that relationship?
Yeah, no, that would piss me off. There's no way. Well, there was no way. Of course, obviously. I would be handling it all anyway.
You'd be doing the sale of the house.
I would be taking care of it.
Crazy.
It's kind of the opposite now that I think about it, because I don't think my husband ever sees a bill.
You give him his allowance.
That's right. He never sees a bill.
That's right.
God.
And then the Brandy thing. I'm so over Brandy.
Yeah, wow. Brandy, it's not a good look for Brandy this season. Nope.
No. Still not getting how controversial anything she says and does is.
I know.
She's just so clueless.
And then, of course, at the dinner, at the luau, Carrie has to bring up the whole Brandy comment.
Of course.
And, you know, Deandra not being a Christian. And Carrie was pretty funny, though, when she said there was 9 commandments.
Oh, my God. That was so funny.
9 commandments.
Which, by the way, it doesn't matter that you wouldn't know. It's just that if you just use the term, well, there's 9 commandments. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure what they are.
I mean, even if you're not Catholic, you know there's 10 commandments.
You would think, but maybe not. Maybe not.
So, yeah, I mean, Carrie's just bugging this season.
There was chatter that it's really surprising how Carrie has not tried to help Tiffany in this first season.
No.
At all. And Carrie went through this last season with, what's her name? Leanne.
Yeah.
Like, Leanne was on her and mean to her. Yet nobody's helping Tiffany out.
No,
they are just being very mean to Tiffany.
It almost feels like Carrie's on a mission to like make a name for herself, to be the head housewife in charge.
It does feel that way. And they're letting her, which is really weird.
Yeah,
it's
they
like,
are kind of
you are
her.
Season two.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they letting
step
you
down.
Have all this power and your husband's barely being seen? It's just very strange.
And I feel like she's using her daughters for kind of a storyline. Mm. It's a shame. I just feel bad that I'm not really liking Carrie this season.
Yeah. Sorry, Carrie.
But Summerhouse, on the other hand, woohoo!
Oh, my God. Summerhouse is so freaking good.
So good.
Last night, wow. I wrote literally in my notes, nuts. It was nuts. So much going on.
So much going on. Oh, my God.
And I was right. Carl was drinking.
Yeah, he was drinking.
It wasn't that much, though. He was under control.
Well, no, he did say he's pacing himself. He's drinking, and then he has water, and then he drinks, and then water. I'm like, all right, well, that might help a little bit, but it all just kind of depends on how much you're drinking.
So they split this boys' night, girls' night, which is hilarious. The girls do the spa thing, which... I love those face masks, by the way.
Yeah, those were
How
cute. That's what
funny
I said.
Were they?
Where do you get
yeah,
those?
Yeah, where do you get those?
It's pretty funny.
But then, you know, kind of comes up. Lindsay, Lindsay was just pissed.
Like, well, she was pissed. And we know, because Hannah has said publicly on Watch What Happens Live and on podcasts, that she just kind of made it up. I mean, she planted the seed. It wasn't even true.
The psychic told her.
So now she's producing the show, which is why I don't like Hannah this season.
A lot of people don't like Hannah.
Mm-mm. She's freaking annoying.
By the way, Luke's out there chopping wood. Didn't look that great. Didn't look that hot.
No.
Almost a little bit of an old man bod.
Well, I mean, how old is he?
He's not that old.
I wonder how old he is.
He was a model. What happened?
Well, he's gotten a haircut because he was on Watch What
Happens
Live.
Yeah, he looked good.
And he needed that freaking haircut because that wispy, thinning, fuzzy hair
was
not
good.
No.
So Lindsay was saying to the girls, you know, why are you guys so mad at Luke? Why are you so hard on him? Let it go. By the way, totally agree with this.
Yeah.
I don't know why they had such a hard on about Luke and they're going to take Luke down.
Well, that came up today in a conversation on Clubhouse.
Oh. Who did it?
When they were talking about Summerhouse and that nobody could really understand why everybody had such a hard-on for Luke, why the girls had such a hard-on. Well, and the guys, too.
Yeah, they were all pissed at Luke.
For Luke. Like, Carl
How
was
could
saying,
you treat the woman that way? It's like,
Carl,
really, Carl? Are
I know.
You fucking kidding me? The
of
way you treated
people.
The women, literally every season, you had a problematic relationship.
He's grown, Anne.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
a new man.
He's one season new, and he has all the answers. And God, Kyle, are you kidding? He's had so many cheating allegations against his girlfriend, Amanda. Please.
And, you know, I don't like drunk Carl. I mean, I'm sorry, drunk Kyle.
Oh God, he's just gross.
I couldn't date a guy like that gets drunk and stupid like that.
And drinking and peeing on the property.
Peeing on the property.
At the same time. I mean, no. No.
He's not a good drunk person.
I mean, he's obnoxious.
Yeah.
He's at the baseball bat and he's like rubbing it like he's jacking off. Like all stupid. Of that stupid shit, mm-hmm. I don't like that. They were all drinking a lot, apparently. I mean, they were all drunk. The guys were very drunk.
Are they that drunk on Loverboy or are they drinking hard alcohol?
It looks like they're drinking a lot of Loverboy.
Do you see how many cases of Loverboy?
Yes. Did you see him trying to stand on those cases?
I did. Maybe he should be giving those, distributing those if he can't get his Loverboy in the store. There's a lot of Loverboy.
So apparently, at some point, Lindsay's upstairs. You know, they all split. The guys and the girls are all together now. Whatever. And Lindsay starts yelling at the girl, "Do you know who I am?" I think Amanda said, "Yeah, we know you're Lindsay fucking Hubbard. Now sit down." It was such a good, it's like, shut the fuck up. Who are you? Do you know who I am? What? You don't cheat on people? Is that what she was referring to?
I don't know.
I had a boyfriend this whole time? Or do you know who I am on Bravoverse? I mean, what was she referring to?
It was stupid. It was stupid, but she kind of broke the fourth wall because she was talking shit about Luke, or everybody was talking shit about Luke. And, you know, she says, "You guys talking about me on Giggly Squad?"
Yeah.
Which I think they did.
Oh, they always talk. Before Giggly Squad was a
Giggly Squad
was a podcast, they were doing it live and they were talking shit about everybody because it went away. It was live on Instagram and it went away. Now on the podcast, maybe they have to be a little more careful. I'm not sure. But okay, the Luke and Sierra thing. Luke's texting her at 10, 9, 10, not that big of a fucking deal. Like Sierra's really pissed off at Luke, and I can't figure out why. It wasn't that big of a deal. She didn't even like him that much when they came in.
No, it wasn't that big of a deal, but she made a big deal about, you know, you should know better than texting me that late at night.
Yeah.
It
was like 9:30. And then when he was trying to talk to her at the pub crawl, by the way, that pub crawl,
oh, that
genius.
Was pretty amazing.
Oh my God. Every single room, I was so impressed with.
There was so much money and so much time and planning that went into each and every one of those rooms.
And
it was pretty good.
The ending with the New York and their room was fantastic.
It was pretty good.
That was good. But when he pulled her aside during that little pub crawl, and he just wanted to clear the air because obviously she's very annoyed. They don't talk to each other.
He's very bothered by the fact that they don't talk to each other.
Well, nobody's talking to him.
Yeah. But is it that much of a stretch to think that Lindsay and Luke had sex?
Oh, when the girls were like, "Yeah, have you had sex?" He's like, "What?" But he didn't say no right away.
No, and it kind of like...
And the way Lindsay was getting so pissed about it, if that came up now, she did just break up with her boyfriend, so it could look bad for her if that rumor was flying around. So I understand her getting a little bit pissed, but she was overblowing it. So I'm
she
like...
She was overblowing it, but it would not shock me at all.
No, but they would have had to have it when she had the boyfriend.
True.
So that's where I think she's trying to defend herself and getting really pissed.
And if she wasn't that into him, then yeah, she probably would have, don't you think?
I mean, she probably will.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know. They can't now.
I don't know how. Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know how Kyle jumped up the next day after being so wasted. He was like,
"Oh my God, he went up for a run
and
everything."
And went on a run.
That was.
That's a bounce
and
back.
And especially at his age, he's not a young guy anymore. So this fight. So when Luke goes outside, he's like, he's so annoyed with everybody and I get it.
He feels bad.
They're picking on him. They're talking behind his back. I'm like, he's done. He's so frustrated.
Yeah.
And he also sees, let's not forget, he sees that Carl and Sierra are kind of
flirting a little bit.
Yeah. So he goes outside and then another fourth wall, some producers come out of the bushes. I don't know what they're doing out there, but he starts yelling and I don't even know what got him going. And then he turns around and is like, "I'm going back in. I'm fucking had enough." And it was like, whoa.
He snapped.
Really snapped though. So what happened out there? Although he had been drinking. They had all been drinking,
but I think he was pissed at Kyle, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was pissed at Kyle.
Yeah.
And then Kyle goes storming out and then Carl, who was in his room, comes from upstairs and he starts getting into it. Carl was pissed at Luke this episode and I'm not sure why.
He kept telling him, "Be a better man."
Yeah,
be a better man.
"I know better. I know now." Like,
he was
well,
too
let him
self-righteous.
Figure it out. Yeah, let him figure it out for himself. Yeah. Like, Luke's a big boy. Also, on Watch What Happens Live, they're all like best friends. He's
yeah,
like, "Oh,
fine.
those guys were just looking out for me. It's no big deal." So whatever. Whatever.
All that for nothing.
All right. Jersey.
Yeah. Oh, where's my jersey?
Can't find jersey.
One moment, please. Where's my jersey?
I'm debating on refilling my wine. I might start slurring. All right. It's right behind me. One moment, please.
Oh, there it goes.
Okay. Joy Z. Did you find your notes, Gina?
Yes, I did.
Apparently, Jen did vomit in Bill's Ferrari and in her foyer.
She was mopping that
foyer.
Oh,
she was. She was mopping.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, I'm kind of back off of Jen again.
Why?
I just find her annoying.
Because of Watch What Happens Live?
No. Yeah. Mm. Did you see her?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, there she is. There is
she,
the Jen we know.
She thinks highly of herself.
Oh, and then on Twitter, too, she's like, I'm the funny one. It's like, no.
But Andy doesn't like me. He has his favorites, and I'm not one of his favorites.
I don't think that she is one of his favorites. She's annoying.
She has a little bit of an attitude. Not mm-hmm. during the season, I don't think, but afterwards. I think people are giving her a lot of love right now because she seems so normal. So she's on her high horse.
Mm. Yeah.
She needs to be knocked down.
I agree. So Dolores is getting the Ambassador of Hope Award for her work that she's done for breast cancer.
That's so sad, though, because it's like over Zoom.
I know it's over Zoom.
But Frank Sr. is crying.
I know.
So cute.
So cute.
They're so cute. Although he did say something about wanting maybe
bending like, her
bending
over
her over and,
counter or something.
Yeah, when they were at the...
At David's house. Wasn't that at David's house?
No, I think that was at their Jersey place. Or was it at David's house? I don't know. It was probably at David's house.
It was at David's house.
That was a little inappropriate.
That was a lot inappropriate. But oh my God, the flowers. They must have spent thousands of dollars on flowers. It looked like either a wedding or a funeral. It was so many flowers. Who did all that?
No clue. But it's cute that her daughter Gabby came home and we got to see a little bit of her and Frank Jr.
Yeah.
They have a cute little family.
They do.
They've done divorce right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He likes being on the show. It probably mm-hmm. helps him with the paycheck because I think the guys get paid, don't they?
I don't think they do. No, I don't think they do.
No?
Mm-mm. I heard that they do not get paid. The guys do not get paid.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So
shocking.
I also heard that David, weirdly enough, you know, David, we don't get a good feeling from him. Like, we always feel like he doesn't give Dolores enough. Apparently in real life, David is funny, the life of the party, but he hates the cameras.
Who's telling you this?
Clubhouse.
Of course.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
That's what he just is not comfortable in front of the cameras.
Well, you can tell. I mean, you can tell. And then, of course, the Nano scenes. That's very
sad. Oh, God. Listen, I'm not a huge Teresa fan because of what happens after this. But when I see all those sweet, God, all those
and the girls love him
videos
so much.
And, oh, God. And everything she went through. Really, Teresa has been through a lot these last couple years with going to jail. Her mom dies. Then Joe going to jail. Then her father dies. Then Joe gets out. I mean, she's had a lot of shit going on.
But which may, you would think she'd be a little less of an asshole because of all that.
No, she's not.
She's a bigger asshole.
She makes us want to feel sorry for her. But then all of a sudden she opens her mouth and we're like, well, fuck you.
Yeah.
She's an awful person.
Her skin looked really bad.
Oh, did
on her
it?
Confessional looks?
Ooh. I didn't really notice.
Oh, I noticed. Mm,
of course you did, Gina.
Anyway.
You notice those kind of things.
I do. So Teresa's not at the party. Jackie's at the party for Dolores, but Teresa's not there because she had a soccer game or something.
Yeah.
So
she
avoided conflict there.
But then they're all going to the Jersey Shore to celebrate Joe's birthday.
Why did Jackie go? I guess she had to go.
She needs to go. If Jackie's going to be on this show, she needs to show up. Don't you think? And they need to clear the fucking air.
But the air is not going to get clear.
Well, the hard part is Evan wasn't there. Well, apparently he's showing up the next day.
He's coming the next day.
I think that would be very uncomfortable for Evan to be in front of Teresa.
Oh, but Teresa's such a bitch.
So how did you feel about how that all went down?
I thought it was horrible.
Teresa started it with saying the dildo can go up your ass.
Of course. She could have handed her a bag. She didn't have to say. I thought really she wasn't going to give her the
gift. I did too. But then the minute she gives it to her, like, oh, this dildo can go up your ass.
Yeah. Here's my olive branch. I'm, you know, stick it up your ass if it'll fit or something.
I also think Jackie was very good at holding back. She's trying to be good. She's like, listen, I'm going to let this shit go.
Yeah.
And then when they're at the table and they're like, stop talking about it. You know, Jackie's going to cry. And she's like, I'm not going to fucking cry. Like, leave it alone. Just stop talking about it.
Yes. I didn't like the fact that Melissa and Margaret kept, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you going to cry? Don't cry. Oh my God, don't cry. They kept drawing more attention to it.
Yes.
Instead of just saying, be strong. Just ignore her. Just ignore her.
Yes.
Or bite back.
Or tell Teresa, shut the fuck up. Knock it off.
Yeah.
This is uncomfortable for everybody. Stop talking.
Well, but she did bite back when they were sitting at the table. And what did she say? She was telling Jackie about being strong.
Yeah,
she goes,
I'm a confident person. I like to hang out with confident people. And Jackie goes, you get that confidence in prison?
Oh, damn. That was a good one.
Oh, it was good.
That was a good one.
Now, there was lots of chatter. Has she been waiting to say that line? I don't care. It came at the perfect time.
Well, Teresa said on Watch What Happens Live that she brought that gift for her, the vibrator, and she knew in advance exactly what she was going to say to her.
There you go. Yeah.
She probably rehearsed it in the mirror.
Listen, of course she knew. Teresa's not that fucking smart. We know that. We know that. She's not. She has a few little one-liners that could be funny.
But usually they're funny because they're either
stupid. Or she's saying the wrong word.
Yeah.
How's this going to go now? Like, what's going to happen? Everybody's like, shh, don't talk about jail. Well, why the fuck not?
Yeah.
Sorry. It all comes back to the fact that you can't act like you do to people when you've been in fucking jail because your husband had a fuck up.
Yeah. And there are no parameters. When you come after someone like that, then it's on.
Yeah. Teresa started it all.
I agree.
I can't talk about Jersey without saying the F word a lot, apparently. Getting all riled up.
Oh my God. And they never have a decent dinner, these poor people.
Those guys look so good. By the way, those guys just sitting there. And then somebody, Teresa's like, oh, Teresa. Joe, apparently Joe's the one who said he heard it on the street. Word on the street is that Evan cheated. And Mark was like, what, Joe? Joe? Joe's like, I didn't say that.
He was like a deer in the headlights. And then Frank is just like, oh shit, because he knew that Joe said it. And you so know, did Joey Gorga.
Listen, these guys don't remember a thing. We know with our guys. When Dan's out with the guys and they're, you know, out
doing their thing.
And I say, oh, what's going on with so-and-so? He's like, I don't know. We don't talk about that shit. So I don't think they remember.
No, they don't remember. They don't remember.
No, they just say whatever in the moment.
Well, that's kind of where we left it with Margaret going, Joe, did you hear this in town? Did you hear the rumor in town? Now, if Joe heard it in town, you know damn well Margaret knew about it.
Joe heard it from Margaret in her house.
But here's the thing. Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares if Margaret heard about it?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter.
Teresa's making such a big deal about
it. Yeah, like it wasn't just me. Everybody knows. I'm not the one who's gossiping. Yes, you are. You brought it to the table.
Yeah, Margaret, if she did know, said nothing.
Said nothing.
So I don't understand this argument.
Because it's turning now. Like Teresa's trying to make it something it's not. It's very good, though. It's very good.
And they're all pissed off about, you know, she tells Joe to take his words back about Joe Giudice. And then we see a little clip about what Joey Gorga said about Joe Giudice. And he was right. Like, why doesn't Teresa get it? Like, it's your brother. He was trying to protect you.
Absolutely.
Everybody knew. In fact, apparently, Dolores came out and said Joe Giudice cheated on Teresa.
A few times.
500 times. To be exact. So
So we're going to see more about Joe Giudice getting on Joe Gorga. It's his fucking sister.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. He's protecting his sister. Like you said.
It's a lot. It's going to be
the war of the Joes.
Yeah. The chaos. Just chaos. So shall we segue over out of Bravo and over to MAFS USA?
Y'all's MAFS Atlanta. It's
these
their
couples.
1 month anniversary.
God, can you believe it's been a month already?
Yeah. Some of these, it's felt like a lot longer.
Well, the Chris and Paige, I'm just done. Like, stop it already. I don't want to see any more of them.
Yeah, I barely even want to talk about them.
He's such an asshole.
I don't understand why. At this point, I feel that either producers have told her, keep going, stick with it. It'll look better for you if you just stick with it. Or she's just stupid. I don't know. I mean, I can't figure it out. People are so over her.
Well, he for sure wants to be on TV because he keeps coming back. He doesn't get that it's not a good look for him.
He really doesn't get how it looks.
He's too arrogant.
Like, I'm a stand-up guy. I'm covering all my bases. I'm showing up for you once in a while. No, I don't reply to texts. I tried to phone you. You didn't. Now, there was the interesting part, though, where he said that she would not talk to him off camera.
Yes.
I have two thoughts about that. Number one is she was really done and she would only talk to him on camera because she was so done with him. She's like, I really am done, but I'll talk to him on camera to try to finish this out.
Yeah.
Or was it like hiding? Was she like, well, fuck you. I'm not going to, you know, why wouldn't she talk to him off camera?
Well, that's what I mean. Now I'm starting to wonder, mm-hmm. like, who would go through all this? Who would put themselves through it? You would be done. You'd want to not be on camera, spare yourself the embarrassment of it all,
yeah.
walk away. So I kind of think she wants to be on camera.
It's hard to say. She did watch the wedding video by herself. He never showed up for that. So I think now it is officially over. Like, they're done. And if they're not, I'm done. I'm going to fast forward through them, I think. I mean, it's gone too far.
It's stupid.
Yeah, it's gone too far. He did put up on his stories that night, like, oh, I really want to say a lot of stuff. I want to get a lot of stuff off my chest. It's like, all right,
yeah,
whatever.
Okay,
do
Chris.
It at the reunion. We'll figure it out at the reunion. Yeah. He's not going to come out good no matter what. Even if she was like, yeah, I didn't want to talk to you on because I wanted the protection of the cameras. Okay. Makes her look better. She's not going to look bad other than you stuck with him too long. Why? And she could say, well, I just wanted to give him a chance.
Yeah,
God told me to give him a chance or something.
Somebody good to host this reunion.
Well, Kevin Frazier's good.
Kevin Frazier's good.
He'll do it.
Sean Robinson, no.
No, she's never done this one, has she?
I don't know.
She's on 90 Days. She
all
in,
ask the hard
listen,
questions.
She's all in 90 Day shit because she's doing all of that extra stuff on Peacock and Discovery and all that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Clara and Ryan.
Ooh, I'm worried about these two because her face says everything. Her face says everything. I mean, he rents the helicopter, but the whole time she's like stone face.
She looks miserable.
She's not smiling. She's slowly moving stuff into his house, but he's overwhelmed because it's like...
Well, she wants to change everything.
Yeah, but I kind of get it.
I do, but it's his house. If it's going to be both of your stuff, talk about it. The fact she's like, no, we got to do this. All this needs
to
go.
It's too much at one time.
It's too much.
Yeah.
And are they even in love at this point? I don't even know if she loves him.
Yeah, that's what I'm not sure
she's
of.
She's saying she's waiting for that, but does she love him? She looks miserable. I don't get it.
Yeah, she looks miserable, and he's so awkward.
Awkward. You know, if he's awkward in front of the cameras, I understand, but it doesn't feel like he is. Otherwise, she would say, off camera, he's fantastic.
Right.
But it doesn't sound like he's any different off camera. It
doesn't sound like he's that fantastic.
She looks so sad and just discouraged.
She just wants him to love her and to show her some affection. And
well, yeah, when they go to dinner with Virginia and Eric and they're like, yeah, we told each other we love each other. Like, great. She's like, I'm really happy for them.
Yeah, she's not really happy for that.
No, she's not happy. So then on to Eric and Virginia.
He's bothering me now.
Ooh.
I'm getting pissed at him.
Ooh. Gee, Gina, do you think it's because he's like, well, we're moving into my house and I don't care if you don't want to or not. If you don't want to, I'm moving there and you can go wherever you want.
He's an ass.
Ooh.
He's so controlling.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it has to do with her age, if he's like, this is what I'm doing, you know? And
he also says, well, I've been through this before. And she calls him on everything. She's like, well, I don't care. I don't want to move into your house. That's it. Don't want to move into your house.
Well, I mean, what he said makes sense. She rents, he owns. So that I get.
Sure.
And it is kind of soon to be like selling his place and buying something new.
Totally agree. But what they need to do, he's saying, in the meantime, we'll live in my house. But he doesn't mean that. He wants to live in the house.
But what they should be doing is let's give it 6 months and then we'll live here. Then we'll reassess it and then we'll start looking for something else.
Yeah, let's make sure we work out.
Yeah. I mean, it seems simple to me.
She's very stubborn, though.
She's stubborn. And so is he.
And so is he. So she's like, well, you want me to do that so bad? I don't want to do that. He's so strong about living in his house right now. She doesn't want to do it.
But I don't like that every time they have a roadblock, he's like, well, if you don't want to do it, then you can leave.
Right.
Every single time.
Yeah, go ahead. It's not my problem. Your problem.
If it's not his way, then
right.
Hit the road.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like it.
Mm-mm. I agree.
Paige and Brianna. I'm sorry, Paige and Brianna.
Again,
Brianna,
that would be
Vincent.
Very interesting.
They're just kind of perfect. I mean, there's nothing really
They just really like each other a lot.
He did a nice little cruise for their
cute
anniversary.
Yeah.
Jacob and Haley. Ooh. Now next week it looks like they have a good week.
Oh, I didn't see next week's
Becoming Attractions.
I don't get it because at this point he's like, I'm done. He acts like he's trying with her,
but
and
he's not. Really
not.
Trying.
She's actually trying. Don't you think she's actually trying with him?
She's tough, though. I mean, I feel bad for Jacob. He's a bit of an Eeyore, so everything is like doom and gloom, and is like, well, you don't like me,
so I guess there's nowhere to go from
here.
Yeah,
you just don't like me. No. Everything is negative, and he really is bothered by the fact that she's not attracted to him.
No.
And I don't think he can get past it, which is a hard thing. That would be a hard thing to swallow. If you were in a situation and somebody said to you, yeah, I mean, I'm not really attracted to you. I mean, you're going to think about it all the time.
I understand him feeling that way, but this is going to go nowhere if he doesn't fake it and be up. Like, turn your fucking energy up and fake that it's okay. Because otherwise, she's really never going to like you. He's given up. He's like, she doesn't like me. I guess I'm out. I guess that's it.
He's kind of a flatliner.
But he's not trying. We have seen this before. Look at freaking what's her name? And I hate
Jamie Otis.
She says this all the time. She was not attracted to her husband. And look at them now. They have two kids later.
And she's still not attracted.
She's still. But I feel like Haley could fall for Jacob if he just let it go a little bit and showed some personality, if he has any.
Yeah, but she doesn't even want him touching her. I mean, it's
either.
that bad.
But they're supposed to kiss in the morning. Oh, no, that's right. They're supposed to kiss in the morning, and she's just like,
can't.
No. Yeah, you know, that
he just
would be hard.
Annoys her. You know when you
but
have
he's starting to annoy me, too.
I know. When you have it in your head, you just block that person.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then you just really hate them.
Actually, he said something even like, hugging. She's afraid to hug him because then he's going to want more, which could be true. If she gives him a little, she's afraid he's going to want more.
If I had somebody like that, that I was totally not attracted to, it would be hard for me to hug him too. But he said, you hug strangers.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but you're not like,
but it's different because she's afraid to lead him on. She doesn't want to lead him on. It's an awkward situation. But now he's like, well, I'm just ready to go because this is bullshit. Then he said something about, you don't see me in a room, something like that.
You don't
like,
see me in a room?
Like, when I feel like I'm invisible to you.
Yeah, when I'm in a room, you don't see me.
But that's some deep shit. Like, all right. You've known each other for 4 weeks. You need to step up your game, too. Why does she need to change? Fucking
Jacob. Get it together.
Try a little bit. Fake it. Fake that you're fun. Pretend like you're fun for a little while.
Yeah, but can you really see him being fun?
No.
Like
no.
Happy-go-lucky Jacob?
Oh, my God. I saw somebody online on, I think it was the Maths Facebook group. They're like, Jacob is a perfect specimen of a man. How can she not like him? I'm like,
what?
I'm sorry. Who are you looking at? What is happening? If you're looking at a picture, maybe. I mean, like, perfect specimen. What?
A specimen of what?
No, it was a little much. Should we go to Maths Australia?
Ooh, this was a good one.
Although, can't you tell how much they're cutting out?
Yeah, now I can tell.
Oh, we now barely see the couples. Like, we really only saw Sam and Inez.
Sam and Inez, and this took a big turn. So, we know Sam and Inez slept together. Then we see Lizzie coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Luggage in tow.
Do you think they were really, it was really that close?
I don't think
probably
so.
Probably not.
I think they made it look.
I mean, it was interesting seeing that they stayed in bed together. Like, Ina stayed in Sam's bed in the morning.
Yeah.
She didn't even like creep off to her room.
No. And then she leaves and here comes Lizzie.
And her red little flip-flops.
All fresh as a daisy. Comes in the room. Sam
Honey,
was like,
I'm home.
What the hell?
Also, he was so rude to her from the minute. And he flipped the switch like, you've now turned on me. Like, he was trying to give it a try the whole time, but yeah. She left without saying anything. It's really interesting how this turned out.
Well, why didn't she text him and say, hey, I'm sick. I'm like, she didn't have any kind of conversation
with
him.
No, but I think also she was trying to pull a him. Like, well, you fucking left me without saying anything. The difference is he didn't give a shit. He didn't give a shit that she was gone.
No, he didn't give a shit
at
all.
She thought, I'm going to leave him like he left me. He could care less. He's like, see ya, you left me. We're done. I don't want anything to do with you.
Well, now that Inez is in the picture, he really doesn't want anything to do with her.
And what's this pissed. Whole thing about the sucking the finger?
Thumb.
Like, what is the big deal? Did he suck her? I feel like he did maybe suck her thumb. Did we see that?
I don't think we saw it.
I feel like I may have.
But they made a big deal out of it. You stuck your thumb in my
mouth. I know. It was like, what the big deal? First off, ew, gross.
Yeah.
But what is the big deal? And you didn't have sex.
No, but he said, well, I did that because I didn't want to kiss you.
And then she said something like, well, you tried to cuddle me. And he was like, I didn't fucking try to cuddle you. It's like, wow. We're talking a hug. Like a cuddle's a hug, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that big of a deal?
I don't know what happened.
He wanted
we didn't see it.
None of her.
No.
But then when they have the boys and girls nights, oh my God. So the guys are just fine and dandy. All they're all cheersing with each other. Best friends forever.
Of course.
And then they go to the girls and they're just chatting. And then Lizzie comes in there and she is on fire hot. She needed to calm down. This is a Lizzie we haven't seen.
She was on one. I'm telling you. I don't know. First of all, I don't know what she was wearing. It looked like she was just wearing a bra.
Oh, yeah. She was.
Just a bra.
It was like a bra and then
a dress
underneath.
It was a bizarre outfit. And she was just yapping it up and would not stop.
Telling everybody the whole business. And basically, she went away for a while because she was sick from the stress.
Yeah.
It was the stress of everything.
Yeah, that's crazy. And meantime, Inez is sitting there.
Oh my God. She is
like
she's
the cat that
smirking.
Ate the canary, not saying a word.
And then defending Sam, which was that was stupid.
That was stupid because she was over the top defending Sam.
Yeah. And then somebody said, do you like Sam?
Yeah.
Do you have a crush on Sam?
She's
like
no.
Nothing went on here.
Well, and then we have the dinner party, which are always
the best part
mm-hmm. of the show. And those dinner parties must go on for hours. So everybody shows up to the dinner party. And right when Bronson and Inez come in, Martha and Jessica pull Inez over to the side and say, hey, just giving you a heads up. Here's what people are saying.
To Inez. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they pull Inez over.
Yeah.
Just giving you a heads up. Here's what people are saying. Who was it that saw?
Ning said she saw them making out in the hot or the
in
like
the hot
sauna
tub.
Or the hot tub.
Yeah.
But did they? Did we see that?
I don't think we saw it.
Here's the thing. We are being cut out of so much. I have heard from our Australian people that they showed like them having sex.
Yeah.
We
like
never
a
saw
lot.
Any of that. We did not see a steamy sex scene.
Well, and they also said, and I think
it was
Ning that said, I saw them in Jessica and Mike's room.
Yeah, I saw them go into their room. Why would they go to Jessica and Mick's room?
I don't know.
That makes no sense. And Jessica and Mick are like, what?
Right.
Although they could have. They could have been hanging out with them. We don't know.
Oh, yeah. And Jessica and Mick
we
are
know
denying
they all
it?
Hang out together. They're all living. Well, this was the getaway. They were all at the
Gold Coast.
So they were all staying in the same area. So we are missing so much. We also miss this whole thing with Heidi and Mike and them saying, okay, you can't talk to Jess on her own. Is this all from that first original fight?
I think so.
Oh, my God. But we didn't see any of that conversation happening. So at the dinner party, when Jess and Mike just start talking, it looked like Heidi was super jealous. And we're like, what the hell? And then the experts are saying, no, see, Mike and Heidi need to be a team going in together. I'm like, what the fuck are we missing?
Yeah,
this
we're
awful.
Missing a lot. Which
we're missing so much.
And it makes it really, really hard.
It does. It does.
So then comes Sam and Lizzie at the dinner party. Ooh. They switch seats.
Yeah.
So they're really drilling Sam about Inez.
And then somebody says something to Bronson, like, do you know the rumors going around on Inez? Now, we know that Bronson didn't give a shit. Him and Inez were just friends. They had a friend zone thing anyway. He wasn't thinking that him and Inez were going to be anything.
Right.
But then Inez is like, I'm going to the bathroom. And she goes and she's waiting outside for Sam. And here comes Sam. And they start making out. And then she says something like, I think we should both leave here and I can see you in my future. And Sam's just like, whoa, hold your horses. We slept together once.
Yeah.
There's a connection. But I mean, yeah, we can date on the outside, but...
Well, they're trying to decide, are they going to stay or are they
going
to go? And they decide they're going to go.
But if their partner says stay, they're screwed.
They're screwed.
So they have to tell everybody. Are we going to see them tell everybody? Yeah, yeah. I think at the commitment ceremony, it comes out because Sam admits it.
Oh.
And then Inez has to admit it. By the way, Inez is telling everybody, I swear to God, that we didn't sleep together and then I'm not interested. And then in the side interview, she's like, I don't believe in God.
Yeah.
She's awful.
She's terrible.
She's awful.
She's
terrible. She's great TV.
Yeah. So I want to know what happens with those two. Because he was so turned off so quick.
When she said, I see a future with us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He just wants to bang her. He doesn't care about anything else.
It was amazing.
Well, I think I know what happened, so I won't say anything.
Yeah, don't say.
Let's finish with Temptation Island, if we have to.
Oh,
we actually,
my goodness.
If we actually have to talk about this. I think we can officially say this right now. We had an interview scheduled a few times with Ten Toes Tommy.
Ten Toes Tommy.
And then we had to cancel, and then we rescheduled, and then they canceled. So then Ten Toes Tommy just got a hold of us, and, you know, he got kicked off a whole week ago.
Yeah.
And he's like, do you guys not want to have me on anymore because I'm off the show? But I do. I want to talk to Ten Toes Tommy because he says, I got
a lot to say.
I mean, he had a lot to say when he was on there, a lot of bad stuff to say. So I was going to talk to him about that. But I want to know, like, why does he think Blake's the fake? What is he going to tell us that he can't? They have canceled his interview with us. And they are not giving us any more interviews. Steve, Reality Steve, has all these people on.
Yeah.
But I don't want to hear fake shit. I don't want to hear fake stories.
Well, is he? He's still under contract. That's why he can't talk to us.
But they were setting it up with us. But I think he's a wild card and they don't want him to come on any shows.
Can he come on Clubhouse?
Ooh, I'm going to invite him on Clubhouse where he can say it all.
Say it all.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to him.
So, I mean, this whole Kendall and Erica thing. We had posted, we had heard, it's out there that he was looking for somebody to go on Temptation Island with. He tried his ex-girlfriend. She said no. Then he went to someone else. And that was Erica. So we heard
they were
never even dating. That's why she's so unbothered by all of his antics. Totally makes sense. They're just fucking friends.
There's no way that your boyfriend is going to be in bed with a threesome and she's going to be like,
that's just him.
Yeah, that's just him.
In this episode, Mark Wahlberg said to him, do you think she would forgive you and take you back? And he's like, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I think it's not a problem. It's like, oh, Kendall, he's not that hot.
He's not that hot at all.
Oh, also, there was a picture out there with Erin and she had a ring on her ring finger. And I posted it and it was like, whoa, is she secretly engaged? And she messaged, put a thing on there saying, oh, no, I'm not engaged. Yeah. That was just like a costume jewelry.
Yeah, yeah.
They got to be careful. And it could have been on her right finger also, but the way it's shot, it looks like it's on the left. Yeah.
Pretty funny.
So anyway, and there was also something in Erin's stories that showed that she was with some other guy and he was kissing her and she said something like, oh, I needed this right now. And it wasn't
Corey. Well, maybe Corey leaves with somebody else.
Maybe. Not
you
sure.
Know, I think he's gaining his self-confidence in this process.
I hope so. I really like Corey. Now, do you think Mark Wahlberg crosses the line a little bit, like in therapist mode? Like, he's not a trained therapist.
No, he's not.
And when he was talking to Kristen in particular, when she was talking about her brother dying of a drug overdose, he went to talk to her and he was like, do you feel responsible? And she's like, I don't know. And he goes, are you? And I'm like, whoa,
that was
Mark.
A lot.
And she was like, no, I know I'm not responsible. And I know where he was going with that. But the way he was asking felt very, ooh, you're not a therapist. You're not a trained therapist here.
No, but
you're
don't you think there's somebody in his ear feeding
oh,
him
for sure.
What to say?
They're going, Mark, go sit by her and ask her these closely. Because then he goes, now I am back to my spot over here.
Yeah, my normal.
Also, it always annoys me when they go to the bonfire and they show the clip on a tiny little like iPad. Put a fucking huge thing out there. Why
that's
can't
true.
They show that? That if you're in the back and you're looking at this little iPad far away, it's so tiny.
You can't really see
is
what's
it because,
happening.
Is it because I'm old and we have 3, 4, 5 huge TVs in my house?
Yeah, why don't they put it on
I
a big
know.
Screen?
Oh, why can't they have a big screen there?
Good point.
Thank
and
you.
Thomas.
I have a good point every once in a while, Gina. Thank you.
Thomas and Chelsea. Thomas. I have nothing to say
he
about Thomas.
He creeps me out. Ugh. When he was rubbing, I don't buy
Sophia
and his relationship for a minute.
She's 22.
He's just creepy, rubbing the scrub all over her body. There's no closeness there.
True.
I don't think they're even close.
I just don't like how he is with Sophia.
No, he's too old for her.
He's gross.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable to watch,
it
actually.
Is uncomfortable.
Yeah. Julian.
Oh, I like Julian.
I do, too. So here's the question I have. He said now we get their relationship.
Yeah.
Her brother died of a drug overdose. He's part of the family. Now, he said he was good friends with the brother.
Yeah.
And when he said we both lost somebody, did he mean her brother in his life? Or did he lose somebody also?
No, I think he meant that brother, because he was very close friends with the brother.
Okay, so that's what
he was very emotional talking
about it. Oh my God. They have this connection. And we know they do. Their families know each other.
Yeah, since high school.
Yes. So yeah. I feel like they individually are growing and they're going to come back together. I have a soft spot for both of them now. I feel like she was holding a lot in. And when she had that date... Oh, Jawan.
Mm-hmm.
And she started telling her story. And then he had this similar story of a friend who died of a drug overdose. I just feel like she's going to open up. She's one that holds everything in, but she knows that's... She didn't even know her brother had a drug problem.
I know. That's crazy.
But that's what happens with those families. They seem close, but they're not really open.
They're not really, yeah.
Right. I actually really like them. I feel like they're growing individually. And even Aaron is realizing, Corey, he's a good guy. I don't know if he's my guy, but I... never wanted him to feel like I put that pressure on him or made him feel bad about himself. And she was sad about it. I actually really like her. She's realizing a lot about herself. And I think she had an issue that she's trying to come to terms with also, right? I don't remember.
What it was. Oh, abusive relationships.
Yeah, she had an abusive relationship. Yeah. So she's coming to terms with things. I don't believe Erica's story for a minute. I don't even know Erica.
No.
We're not knowing her at all. Chelsea, I feel like she's really an actress. Her and Blake, whatever. They're not kissing, but they're fucking like boning in the pool. I mean, I think kissing is less than what you were doing in that pool.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree.
All right.
Yeah, don't like them either. So this is not my favorite season of Temptation
Island. Not at all. Not at all.
It's a bit disappointing so far.
But next week, I'm very excited about this. And actually, we just got the screener. Yeah. So we'll have to check it out. They do the 60-second video or whatever, 30-second video.
Oh, right.
And they did not have this last season. They did it first season where, remember, Evan did not do a 30-second video.
They didn't
do it
last season?
Nope. So they're bringing it back.
Oh, good.
I love this.
Good.
Because they can decide to send one or they can not send one.
Ooh, I don't think Kendall's going to send one.
You don't?
I don't think so.
So do you feel bad for Alexis at all that Kendall's saying to her like, oh, how many babies do you want to have? I want to have a lot of babies and all that. Do you feel bad for her?
No, because she should be smart enough to know he's full of shit.
Unless she's playing the game well and she's like, I really like him. And why would you? I don't get you talking about future and babies with someone who has a girlfriend.
On Temptation Island.
Are they getting caught up? I mean, I think it would be easy to get caught up. He's not that great. He doesn't have that great of a personality. He's not that good looking.
I think when you're young like that, you can get caught up.
True.
Wise old people.
Yes, I would never be caught up in something like
that. Would call bullshit on that. Although back in the day,
I got caught up in a few things that didn't make sense. Like now, as my adult person looks back, I'm like, are you kidding me? Really? You put up with that? A little embarrassing, actually.
Well, luckily it's in your past.
I'm a little embarrassed.
We're bringing up old issues.
All right, we did it.
That's
it.
We're done.
We did it.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Yes, enjoy the beautiful weather, but you probably are not having that great of weather like we are. Follow us on Instagram if you want a clubhouse
pass, invite,
whatever it is. I mean, maybe people don't love it as much as we do, but you get enough tidbits that keeps me coming back.
And I think you have to have an iPhone, right? Did we hear that from someone?
We did hear that from one of our listeners. You have to have an iPhone.
Which is weird. Strange.
That is weird. Anyway, if you want it, we have a few more. Let us know. DM us.
Tell friends to listen. And follow.
Hey,
listen and follow.
Leave us a good review.
Oh, yeah. We can always use a good review.
We can always use a good review. Hashtag good review.
Good review.
Five stars. Review. Do people say hashtag like that anymore? That sounds very old. Like
That sounded like last year.
I feel we can get away with it.
Because we are ladies of a certain age.
We're dames.
Bye.
Bye. There is nothing like a dame. Nothing.